Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? Sam Crowley, we're back and better than ever. It's the end of Momentum Week. Is it really the end? Of course it's not the end. You never stop creating momentum. Shout out to all the great fans. Thank you so much for your emails. We're going to jump into the mailbag today as well, probably on the very next show right after this one. But I want to close out this week, let you know what I've been doing personally to keep momentum in a brand new phase of my life, how you can model that in whatever it is that you want to do. And get after it in a big, big way. I'm all about momentum. I study it now like a flipping maniac. I mean, it's all I think about. How can I create the most momentum today that will help me not just today and not even really this week or this year because we're towards the end of 2016, next year, 90 days from now. What you do today is going to have a lot of impact on how your January looks, how your February looks. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're catching the replay, for example, like, hey, what's he talking about? Well, we're getting towards the end of November. What is it? The 17th? November 18th. Friday, November 18th. Yeah, we got, what, 6 weeks left in the year? And here we go. Everybody thinks you're going to create momentum starting in the first of the year. Well, I got to get through the holidays. What? Because somebody named something Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's all of a sudden puts the little bit of a yellow light up there. You got to pause. No, you don't pause at all. Why? Because the calendar says there's a holiday coming up? If that was the case, good Lord. Businesses would go out of business. Beginning this week, I got away from swimming. You follow the show. You know, I swam 100 laps last Saturday. That was cool. Arms were killing me, though, and I want to take a break. So I got back into running on Monday, which really was really, really tough to do. I haven't run, and I just checked. I use an app on my phone, Map My Run. If you don't have it, it's free. It's awesome. It's GPS-driven. It documents, even shows the songs that you listen to on your iPhone while you're running. Pretty cool. But anyway, it tells you how far you run and distance and all that good stuff. So I looked, the last time I ran was literally 30 days ago. So I had some catching up to do. Here's a couple of observations, and it was all about creating momentum because I realized I was up to 203 on Monday, 203 pounds. Last year at this time, I was 185, and I was lifting a lot of weight too. Muscle burns fat. Muscle burns fat. Don't get caught in the trap thinking, you know, you just want to blow all the cardio you can and, you know, lose all the weight. That's not what you're looking for all the time. But I haven't lifted in about 6 weeks. So here's where I'm going with all this. I was at 203. I'm like, okay, weight's way too high. My good weight, where I feel the best, I mean, really great weight for me is about 190. So I got to lose about 13 pounds. So I got into cardio, and it's the Grizzly Bear Runs. Those of you that are familiar with the show, you know the Grizzly Bear Runs. You start out just with a light walk and then a faster pace and then a light jog and then a faster jog. And we're talking, it takes about 5 to 7 minutes, limber up those legs and get the blood flowing and break that first sweat, which is the worst part, is trying to break the first sweat. So when you're feeling good and warmed up, then you take off like you're being chased by a grizzly bear for 20 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever you can do. If you're really out of shape or you have some medical issues, by the way, see a doctor. This is not a medical show. But just do what you can do. Run as fast as you can until you're like, okay, stop. So you can take it back to a light jog. And this is what I started doing on Monday. And this is what I do all the time to not only burn fat quickly, but to implement what we call the afterburn. So 8 to 12 hours after I'm done with this cardio, fat's still being burned as a result of these high-intensity runs. And I do it outside when it's nice out, and it has been beautiful in Southwest Ohio for this past. I'm telling you, for the last 8 weeks, as hot as our summer was, and it was like a desert here, horribly hot and humid, our fall has been that much amazing. So I've been running outside all week, and Monday I did it, and I was surprised, okay? I was surprised that I was able to keep the pace up. When I dialed it back down, Actually, Monday I started at the gym. So I was on the treadmill and I was going, my light jog on a treadmill is about 7.3 miles an hour. All right. That to me is kind of a good pace. So for you, it might be 5 miles an hour. Don't, I'm just giving you an idea. So for me, I crank it up from 7.3 miles an hour on the treadmill till to close to 12. All right. So I'm running as fast and I do the incline up to around 4 or 5. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty intense, but I'm only going 20 seconds. I can do anything for 20 seconds. And then I take it back down to 7.3, take the incline down. Now, don't do that on a treadmill if you're not familiar with the buttons and where they are. I've been using these things for 5 years, the same exact treadmill. Shocker. Little OCD. Using the same exact treadmill. So I know where the buttons are. I can hit them in my sleep. And I bring it back down to 7 miles an hour. And then eventually I'm so winded after about 20 minutes, I'm only walking. My heart rate's up to 170 and I'm just walking until my heart rate gets down to like 145 and then I take it right back up again. So I did that on the treadmill Monday and I've been running outside the rest of the week and trying to create momentum. Weighed myself this morning and I ate a little bit last night after 9 o'clock. So you know that probably, I know that has some impact, but I was at 200, literally 200 even. 3 pounds is good. I'm going to lose a lot of water weight coming up here as well. So I expect to be 196, 197 by this time next week, the day after Thanksgiving. And no, I'm not going to eat like a maniac on Thanksgiving. But and I'm not going to, you know, pick in here and there either. But I'll do good. I'll do good. Green smoothies. Back to the green smoothies as well. Spinach, 90% water, 10% almond milk. And all about burning the fat. So I used this whole thing we've been talking about this week as far as I needed to create momentum, burn a lot of fat in the fastest amount of time. Not go crazy, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm malnourished or anything like that. So here's the results. Down 3 pounds, which is fine. It's perfect. I don't want to lose too much. I know what's going to happen, though, because of why. What do we teach? What do we talk about? Experience. Experience gives you wisdom. I already know that my biggest leap is going to happen next week and the week after. Pretty much on the 8th to the 21st day is when I see the biggest loss of weight because now my body is burning and burning and burning and burning. And it was the hardest part was what was it? It's the hardest part of anything. It's the very beginning of the process, whether you're building a business, whether you're trying to burn fat, whether you're in a relationship, falling in love, trying to get to know each other. You know, it's those awkward moments, you know, trying to figure out if this person's even the person you want to even see next week. All of that. To create momentum in anything, the hardest part is the very first few days and the first few steps. Let's just put it that way. First steps of the process. By the way, I had a lot of inquiries as well. I mentioned the one-on-one coaching. Are you interested in working? I'm literally looking for one person today. One person. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. A few quick questions I want to ask you to see if we're a good fit for each other. And I want to explode your business. You and me working together one-on-one. Does that sound cool? You and I? I'm going to show you how to podcast. Going to show you how to speak from stage. Going to show you how to build your brand. I don't care if you have an idea for a product or not. We'll get the idea. And you'll be amazed how quickly you actually get the idea. It'll happen. It's there inside your mind. Or maybe you have the idea. You just don't know how to get that message out. Let's do it. Let's work together one-on-one. I just launched and implemented a brand new Flex payment plan as well. For those of you that can't plunk down the investment to work together one-on-one, there's a payment plan for it as well. I'm interested more in why you want to do this, though. Like, what's your why? Is your why even big enough? Or not? I don't know. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. I'm looking for one person listening to this show today to work together. Cool? So with the burning of the fat, the steps that we've been talking about this week, I implemented every single one. I started with high potential. All right. We talked about that. The potential must be high. You must be certain of the result. I'm certain I'm getting down to 190. And it's not because I want to, you know, be skinny. I want to burn the fat and then I'm going to build back up the muscle and then I'm going to get back into swimming. I already got the plan laid out. Okay. So I'm certain of the result. Because I was certain of the result, I took massive action because once you know the result is guaranteed, you'll take the action required. You follow me? So the action required is yielding great results so far. Down 3 pounds in 5 days, and I didn't run yesterday, or I didn't run Wednesday, all right? I ran Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. I'm going to run right after I record this show as well, doing the grizzly bear runs. All of that, it's perfect. I'll be down. I'll weigh myself tomorrow. I'll be 198. I already know it. I'll be 198 tomorrow morning because I have the experience. So I'll be down 5 pounds in pretty much the first 5 days, 6 days, 6 days, first 6 days, taking 1 day off. So exercising 5 days. And so like I mentioned, next time this week, it'll be around the mid-190s. What is it that you, let's flip it now, back onto you. Where do you want to create momentum in your life? What do you want it to look like? Are you certain of the result? Okay. Which will require, and again, to close out that loop I was talking about, high potential, which means I believe it's going to happen, high action, high results, high belief. That's the last one, belief. Your belief will be through the roof. Now, conversely, what would have happened if, and this is possible, because I've been really out of shape, really fat. Just see some photos of me from 10 years ago. You'll know, even when I was in the corporate world, good Lord, I was a guy eating horribly. But when I was really fat and out of shape, I would run and work out. I wouldn't lose anything. And what would that do? I believed that it could happen. I took a lot of action, but I didn't really eat right while I was doing it with a component. Remember, muscles are built in the gym. Abs are built in the kitchen. And so I didn't really do what the kitchen part required. So I didn't get the great results, and it gave me a really low belief. So the cycle stopped. As opposed to January 4th of 2015, almost 2 years ago, when I went completely green smoothie in the gym 7 days a week and got shredded. I mean, absolutely shredded. And that's what I'm getting back to now. But I wanted to try swimming. I'm still going to swim, but swimming is not going to be a part of, it's not like I'm going to do it every day. It's definitely, and I mean absolutely 100% a part of my long-term physical plan, no doubt about it. My health plan absolutely includes swimming because it's so awesome and low impact on the body. I'm taking turmeric. Those of you know what turmeric is, I ordered pills based on a recommendation of my buddy of mine, Billy D, the triathlete. I told him I have joint pain in my knees and my ankles. He said, get turmeric. It eliminated it right away for me. They're just pills you take over the counter. And so I've been taking those. It's kind of like a supplement. I've only been taking them for 7 days now. I'm waiting to see the results. My joints feel great. Knees, ankles, everything feels great. So is it working? I guess so. I'm giving it 2 weeks, though. I give all that stuff 2 weeks to go through the body and help me out. Here's the momentum, all right? The momentum challenge for you. Take that example I just gave you from running and use it in your own life. Whatever that is for you, you want to build your social media business, you want to build your online business, offline business, open a coffee shop, a plumbing business, electrical, whatever it is for you, exercise, relationships, whatever it is for you, start with the certainty that it's going to happen. And then the reaction is you're going to take massive action. And then you're going to get the results, all right? And if they're not exactly, look, expectations is a conversation for a whole different show. Temper the expectation, okay? Don't go crazy with expectation. That gets a lot of people in trouble. Oh, I should have made this much money. What? Why? What's the frame of reference? I don't even understand. How do you get to that number? How about this? Focus on potential, action, and results. Potential, action, results. Potential, action, results. Do that, all right? And then I'm going to jump into the mailbag on the next show right after this one. All right, we cool? It's Massive Momentum Week on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Oh, by the way, I want to work with you. You and I, starting as early as tomorrow, working one-on-one, samcrowleycoaching.com.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.